Upon entering the Unicorn Theater at a recent rehearsal of its 2012 season opener, Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, one is taken aback by the enormity of the set. A 55-foot-wide melange of red draping and fabric is festooned with items like cartoonishly enlarged currency, Native American artifacts, and animal skulls. At stage right sits the facade of a log cabin, while stage left is the familiar portico of the White House, representing the arc of Jackson's life. Playing the president is Shay Kaufman, who is running through a number about a decision on Indian affairs called The Saddest Song.
When it stops being fun and your patience is done and you see being president is hard, this country before you that cannot be governed, you find yourself powerless, bloody, and scorned. And what is it for? The love of the people. Who is it for? This nation we made. That guy put in everything, his when, where has he gone?
The show's composer, Michael Friedman, says the idea for musicalizing Jackson's life arose within the first hour of a professional blind date with theater artist Alex Timbers, who wrote the book and directed the New York production.
Alex's theater company, Les Frères Corbusier, was really interested actually in history, American history, comic ways of approaching history, and specifically presidents. And I actually, in college, was a history and literature major, and I took an entire course in Jacksonian America. First of all, we were really interested in the contemporary resonances, and it felt like having a very contemporary score was important. The more we looked at Jackson, the more it did seem like he was kind of a historical rock star. For me, the funniest part is the sort of emo punk idea.
Friedman adds that they began writing it during George W. Bush's presidency. But as the project developed, their Andrew Jackson began to morph into someone more complex.
What's funny is once you start doing that, we began to realize that, of course, Jackson's a whole lot like Reagan. He's obviously hugely like Bill Clinton with his kind of, I feel your pain. And then as time moved forward, he seemed a whole lot like Barack Obama, like the Tea Party, like Sarah Palin. So if strangely, as history moved forward, parallels and resonances that we'd written to mean one thing turned out to resonate with a completely different event in history.
Directing the Unicorn production is Cynthia Levin, who says she was compelled by the show's irreverence and how staging it this fall heightens its timeliness.
I wanted to do it this fall. I wanted to do it before November 6th. It was very important to me. Everyone's head is in this race right now. Everybody's thinking about it. And so here we are doing a play about a man running for president and a man running for president who won the popular vote. Yet they said, well, you didn't get the electoral vote, so we're going to pick our own president, and lost the first time he ran. So all these really great things that have happened in the last 10 years, our lifetime, that certainly were also happening then.
Playing a president as fond of tight pants as he is himself is Shay Kaufman, who says he agrees with Michael Friedman's assessment that Jackson invented how the current campaign for president looks.
Do you want a man who will run for office that is going to change who they are or make themselves for you to believe that they are something else? Or do you want someone who will stick to what they are and maybe just doesn't have the drive to keep going? There's a line towards the end of the show. He's talking to one of the Indians and he says, this is the least bad solution. What I'm offering you right now is the least bad solution.
It wouldn't be off base to say that the Unicorn is shrewdly marketing the show to rock fans, history buffs, and political junkies alike. Steve Walker, KCUR News.